Those whose livelihoods depend on the presence of the NHL have endured difficult circumstances, and they've had to improvise a bit in order to get by. And so we present the stories of a few of them, and we start in Tennessee.
I'm Daniel Potter in Nashville. Around 8 predators meet weekday mornings at this suburban ice rink near Nashville, rented for a couple $100 an hour. Locked out of their regular practice rink and cut off from head coach Barry Trotz, players for the Predators have had to find other ways to keep in practice. They lift weights, work on controlling the puck while barreling between cones, and toward the end of practice, they scrimmage.
This is just kind of a cross-ice three-on-three.
That's Tim McAllister, the rink's youth hockey director. For a while after the lockout took hold, the team had a ringer of a substitute coach, Sean Allard, a retired European pro pushing hard skating. But he went home a few weeks ago. Lately, the players have asked McAllister to join them on the ice and put them through drills.
You still are kind of a little starstruck with these guys, and I find myself kind of, you know, they ask me what we're doing, and I kind of say, well, what do you guys want to do?
So McAllister runs practices to build control in tight spaces, as well as endurance. The downtime offers a chance to build strength and hone skills. And McAllister says the minigame is also just fun.
You know, myself being from Canada, it's like just going out in the pond and skating and just having fun with some guys and playing around a little bit. But, they still push that pace really well, and that's good to see. And this way the fans can come and see them skate and see them after practice and get an autograph signed, and it's still good for everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's Predators alternate captain Mike Fisher giving a couple autographs on his way to the locker room after practice. Fisher, still a little out of breath, says while players enjoy hockey, lately it's also taken hard work and tenacity.
We're just doing all we can to get ready, and hopefully the fans will be patient, and you know, like we have to be right now, but hopefully we'll be back there soon, and everyone will be happy, and we'll get back to doing what we love to do. And the business side of hockey is not the fun part.
For Only a Game, I'm Daniel Potter in Nashville.